弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
应该还不是太晚，再说新年快乐哈。
It's probably not still too late to say Happy New Year.
我想一年一年很快的就过去了。
Year goes by so fast.
我是说鼓励弟兄姊妹，千万不要被别人说你都没有改变啊。
And I want to encourage all of us that hopefully no one will say that we never change.
希望我们每一年都在主的面前有一个很清楚的改变。
Hopefully every year we have a clear delta.
就是我们的生命被他改变了。
That our life has been transformed by him.
我们和他之间的关系被改变了。
And our relationship with him has been changed.
然后我们整个的 lifestyle, 我们生活的方式跟价值都被提升了。
And also our lifestyle and our value systems have been elevated.
那我们今年一整年的题目主题会集中在成全圣徒各尽其职。
The theme of this year is to equip the saints for the work of ministry.
考考大家，去年是什么？
So what was the theme of last year?
愿爱你的人如日头出现，光辉烈烈啊！
May those who love the Lord be like the rising of the sun in His strength.
我们去年用了几十个题目，从不同角度来讲这个主题。
We have shared many messages for this theme.
希望神在这样一个黑暗的世代里面，能够兴起更多爱主的人。
May the Lord raise more people who love the Lord in this dark age.
能够兴起更多有属灵影响力的，像日头出现，光辉烈烈啊！
To raise up more who have a power to influence like the sun in its strength.
那今年我们感觉到神在我们中间要把我们再往前带一步。
And this year we feel the Lord is going to leading us to lead us more forward.
所以我们今年的题目是集中在成全圣徒各尽其职。
So the theme of this year is to equip the saints for the work of ministry.
但是在我们跳进这个题目之前
，Before we jump into this message,
我自己里面的负担，我就是这两天的特会，我的两个题目，我希望先从一个大的格局来看这件事。
So my burden is that hopefully through this conference we will see the whole thing from the big.To look at a bigger picture.
不是一下子我们就跳到细节。
Instead of jumping into the details right away.
例如说你是做 interior design 和室内设计的。
For example, if you are an interior designer.
人家来请你来说，你帮我做 interior design.
And someone asks you to design the interior for them.
我想你一定先要问他什么。
I'm sure, first of all, you will have to ask the owner.
你是喜欢做 facility 的，你会先问他什么？
So what would you say, Brother Anthony?
如果要做室内设计的话，
for interior design. What is your budget?
他在教会受 budget 的苦受得太厉害了，第一个问有多少 budget。
Our brother has suffered so much from the budget limit at church.
威廉，你是很会做的，你会先问什么？What experience you have? 你的经验是什么？ Okay, 还有没有别人有别的答案？
Anyone else have a different
style? 已经很 close 了。你到底是要盖什么？盖王宫？盖皇宫呢？盖办公室的室内设计呢？是不是盖小学的室内设计呢？还是你私人的室内设计？
So what is your style? So what is the purpose for this building? Is it for office, for residential, for palace, or for elementary school?
所以你没有一个大的格局，你就不可能去讲 detail.
Without the big picture, it's no use to talk about the details.
所以当我们讲成全圣徒各尽其职的时候，如果我们直接跳进去，怎么样子去成全圣徒？
If we just jump directly into how to equip the saints,
那么我们可能会培养出很多还是自我中心的一些侍奉主的人。
Then we probably will raise up still many who serve the Lord yet self-centered.
或是他还是很忠心、很认真，但是他不知道这个大的 picture 到底是什么。
Maybe they can still be very faithful and diligent, but yet without knowing the big picture.
所以我这两天要讲两个题目啊。
So this conference, I want to share with you two messages.
第一个是我们拉回到那个最大的，就是神永远的旨意啊。
The first message, we want to go back and then draw back and look at the big picture, the God's internal will.
从神永远的旨意来看基督和教会。
To view church and Christ from the point of God's eternal will.
然后明天早上我们从基督和教会来看成全圣徒各尽其职。
And tomorrow morning we're going to look at how to equip the saints for the work of ministry based on Christ and church.
我们其实已经做了那种很快速的，你们去过这个 Greater America 没有？就是那种自由落体，啪，就掉下来了哈。
You've been to Great America to ride on the free fall. We
我们已经要从神永远的旨意看基督和教会，然后就基督教会来看成全圣徒各尽其职，其实已经跨了好几步了
So actually, when we see from God's eternal will to Christ and church to equipping the saints, it's like we are jumping many steps.
但是这个非常非常的重要。
But this is very important.
在启示录第四章那里描述一幅图画。
In Revelation chapter 4, we see a picture there.
就是在宝座面前有四活物，有二十四长老，有众天使站在那里。
So before the throne, there's 24 elders and the four living creaturesStanding before the throne.
然后一个天使手里面拿着书卷，却发现天下人间没有人配得展开那个书卷。
An angel appeared before the throne holding a scroll, and yet he found no one worthy to open the scroll.
连天上这些天使，连众长老、四活物，没有一个配得来展开这个书卷啊。
Even the creatures in heaven, all the angels, the living creatures, and the elders, they are none of them worthy to open the scroll.
然后约翰就哭了。
Then.John the Apostle wept.
他那个哭是一个代表性的哭，代表所有人类的哭啊。
This weeping represents all the weeping of mankind.
当人不知道自己为何被造，当人不知道神永远的心意是什么的时候，人就活在失迷痛苦的里面。
When man does not know why they were created and they did not know about God's eternal will, they lived in this pain and agony.
他们不知道我们为什么要活着，为什么被造。
They don't know why we exist and why we were created.
为什么人要来到地上这么一趟
Why do we have to go through this world?
弟兄姊妹，我们有答案吗
Do we have an answer, brothers and sisters?
我们今天一定应该要有了
Today we must have the answer.
到底神的旨意是什么
What is God's eternal will?
而且就在他哭的时候
As he was weeping,
他看见了犹大的狮子被杀的羔羊过来，从坐宝座的手中接过这个书卷。
He saw this lion of Judah, the lamb that was slain, came and took over the scroll.
不仅仅只有耶稣基督配得解开这个书卷。
Not only that, only Jesus Christ is worthy to open the scroll.
他自己就是神整个旨意的中心和内容。
He himself was God's eternal will and the content of His will.
因为圣经上告诉我们，神所有天地万物被造，都是为着神的旨意而被造。
Because the scripture tells us all things were created by his will and for his will.
哥罗西书第一章告诉我们万有是借着他造的又是为着他造的。
First chapter of Colossians tells us that all things were created for his will and by him.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
如果今天我们的生活整个人生的目标和意义跟基督没有关系的话我们就是白活的。
If today we live a life that our purpose has nothing to do with Christ, then we have lived our life in vain.
因为万有包括你包括我。
Because all things including you and me.
不仅仅是借着他造的又是为着他造的。
Not only that, we were created by him, but also for him.
所以今天我们如果不回到神永远旨意的话弟兄姊妹我们一定活在失迷和痛苦的里面。
So today, if we don't go back to God's eternal will, we will live in confusion and we'll be lost.
你可能说，哎呀，我没有觉得那种失迷和痛苦。
But you might say, I don't feel lost or I don't feel pain.
啊，原谅我说。
Forgiving me for saying.
早晚有一天你会的。
Sooner or later, you will.
早晚有一天你会问自己说，我到底为什么而活
？Sooner or later, you will ask yourself, why do I even live?
那就算我们这一生浑浑噩噩的过去，从来没有这个问题。
Even if we go through life without even asking this question,
但是那一天站在基督台前交账的时候，我们就会懊悔莫名。
But that day when we stand before the throne of Christ to give an account, we will suffer so much regret.
因为我们真的不知道活着为什么。
That we did not know why we lived.
啊，我记得以前讲过，儿子很小的时候，我们曾经带他们去San Diego 或是这个 Marine World.
I remember mentioning to you when our kids were young, we took them to Marine World or Great America.
那个动物园里面常常有各种动物的表演啊。
So then we took them to see animal shows in zoo.
然后我们记得曾经看过有一种那个。大的这个家禽有点像火鸡又不像火鸡
I remember we saw this a big bird like a turkey but not exactly
那其他鸟的表演都很漂亮什么鹦鹉推车啦老鹰飞过来这个表演接东西啦那些都还蛮好看的
We saw quite interesting animal shows like an animal would push a cart or flying over the tricks are very good
只有一个节目呢很无聊但是很有意义啊
But there was only one program that was very boring, but yet very meaningful.
好，就是两个管理员各站一边。
So that the zoo staff will stand on each side of the stage.
中间有一只肥肥胖胖的，不知道是什么。
And then in the middle of the stage, there's this big fat bird. We don't know what to call it.
然后那边的管理员就对他咕咕咕咕这样叫。
And then on the staff on this side will dog 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 call to the bird.
Okay, yes, universal language. 所以。他就晃啊晃啊跑过去呢，他就赏他一粒花生米。
So if the bird goes that way, then he will give the bird a peanut.
然后该这个人对着他咕咕咕一下。
And then the staff will call 咕咕咕 to the bird, and then the bird will turn.
然后他又转过来就跑过去呢，应该是跑这边了哈，跑这边他又再吃一颗。
And the bird will turn this side and then get a peanut.
然后就该他叫了。
And then the staff on the other side started.
然后他又转过来，又跑过去，又吃一粒。
And the bird will turn this way and then get a peanut.
好不好看
？Is it interesting?
有没有意义
？Is it meaningful?
很有意义。
Yes, very.
我那天看的时候，我就感触就很深嘛。
Because that day when I saw the show, I had a lot of thoughts.
那是二十一世纪现代人生活的描写。
Because that is the exact the portrait of mankind's lifestyle in the 21st century.
早上办公室的老板或是学校咕咕咕一叫我们就跑去混一口饭吃。
In the morning, our manager at work or our school calls a 咕咕咕 and then we go and get a peanut.
下午太太在家咕咕咕一叫我们回家又吃口饭。
In the afternoon, our wives will call us 咕咕咕 and then we go back and get dinner.
第二天早上又跑到公司去。
And the next morning, we will go rush to the office.
然后说时迟那时快，人家说哇，你从前好年轻哦，这个照片不像你。
And before long, we have already aged. The people will say, "Wow, you look so young before. This picture doesn't look like you."
对呀，我上个礼拜几？礼拜四。啊，礼拜哦，刚刚被人家讲过。
So someone just gave me that comment last Thursday.
他看我2006年好年轻了。
They commented that I look so young in year 2006.
弟兄姊妹，转眼之间呢，真的岁月不饶人。
Before long, you know, we have aged.
我的百姓却忘记了我无数的日子。
Yeah, the Lord says, my people have forgotten me for many days.
处女岂能忘记她的装饰呢？心腹岂能忘记她的美衣呢？我的百姓却忘记了我无数的日子。
The maiden will not forget about her garments, and yet my people have forgotten me many days.
英文的翻译是说，在无数的日子里面都忘记了我。
In English translation is the My people have forgotten me numerous days.
弟兄姊妹，我不晓得今天是1月4号，好，正好我儿子生日。
Today is January 4th, and then it's Aaron's birthday.
你才过三天。
So just 3 days.
我不晓得这三天是不是天天都有神在其中。
We already have lived the 3 days of this year. Is God's presence in every day of your life?
是不是这三天我们都能够说我的 life 是 God-centered life?
Can we call the past 3 days God-centered life?
我的百姓忘记了我无数的日子。
Yeah, my people have forgotten me numerous days.
在无数的日子里面，我的百姓忘记了我。
In numerous days, my people have forgotten.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，如果我们的生命里面、我们的生活里面没有神，这个日子是白过的。
Dear brothers and sisters, if Christ and God is not in our life, then we have lived our life in vain.
就算我没有感觉到虚空，你就像这只火鸡一样，你活的是虚空的。
Even if we do not feel empty, but yet our life will just be like this big bird. It's very empty.
但是如果我们真的是能够让主居首位，主是我们的中心的话
，But yet if we put God first place in our life and He has the supremacy.
就像 Austin Sparks 说的，不管是大事是小事，只要跟基督发生关系，就是大事。
As brother Austin,
Sparks,
Sparks says that doesn't matter if it's a big matter or small matter, as long as it has to do with Christ, it's a big matter.
啊，我太喜欢这句话了，真的太喜欢这句话了。
I really love this statement.
你不管做什么，不论是大事情、小事情，只要跟基督发生关系，都是大事。
Whatever we do, big or small things, as long as it has to do with Christ, it is a big matter.
如果没有跟基督发生关系
，But if it's not related anything to,
就算从人来看是婚姻大事，在神的眼中是 nothing.
Even if it's a big matter in men's eyes, like marriage, it is nothing in God's eyes.
你在地上得到一个再好的婚姻 ，so what?
So what if you got the best marriage on earth?
如果神不在其中，
if God is not in it,
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是神为了爱我们，居然让我们的生活最平凡的生活能够跟伟大的神发生关系。
See, this is God's love for us, so that our most ordinary life has to do with this great God.
能够跟神的旨意发生关系。
So that our life has can be connected with God's will.
能够跟神的荣耀发生关系。
And our life can be connected with God's glory.
所以保罗在哥林多前书第十章三十四节说：“你们无论做什么，或吃或喝。”总要为荣耀神而行。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 34, Paul says, whatever you do, whether eating or drinking, you have to do it for the glory of God.
连我们怎么吃怎么喝都居然可以跟神的荣耀发生关系。
So even our eating and drinking can be connected with God's glory.
因为这是伟大了，真的是伟大。
This is so glorious, so great.
所以启示录里面让我们看见羔羊为我们解开的书卷的意象。
In Revelation, we see this vision that the Lamb of God opened the scroll for us.
然后启示录四章十一节我刚才讲过了，你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意创造而有的。
So in Revelation chapter 4 verse 11 it says, you are worthy because you created all things and by your will they exist and were created.
然后以赛亚书四章三十七节，刚要可能打错了，我打四章三十七节，四十三章七节，对对对，您帮我改了，四十三章七节。
Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7.
凡称为我名下的人，是我为了自己的荣耀而创造的，是我所做成所造作的。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him, yes, I have made him.
那请问 create 跟 made 跟 form 有什么不同？
So what is the difference between creating, forming and making?
Create 创造是从无到有。
Creating is to create something from out of nothing.
任何东西被创造的时候一定有一个目的的。
And then when anything that is being created will be created for a purpose.
好，我们再考一次。如果你要造一个桌子，你会先问什么问题？
So let me ask you another question. If you want to make a table, what question would you ask?
德兄。
Brother Anthony.
Budget.
Besides budgeting.So what kind of table you want to make?
你要造什么样子的桌子啊？
What kind of table you want to create?
你是要在王宫里面的桌子呢？
Something in the palace?
啊，还是办公室的桌子呢？
Or in the office?
啊，还是你 study room 里面的桌子呢？
Something that you use for study.
你到底是为了什么目的造的？
So what is the purpose for this creation?
你才会问说，我的材料要用什么？
Then you will consider your material.
啊，你要是要西式的呢，中式的呢，古式的呢？
Is it Western style, Chinese, Asian style, or old style?
啊，你会问 size 多大 ，budget 多少，这些问题都是后面的了。
And then you consider the size, the budget.
但是你会发现，当你每一次要造一个东西的时候，你一定要有一个目的的。
So every time you want to create something, you will have a purpose in mind.
那圣经上告诉我们，我们是为了他的荣耀而被造。
But yet the Bible tells us that we were created for His glory.
换句话说，今天我们存在的目的，或是我们来这地上的目的，是为着他的荣耀而来的。
In other words, we came to this world for His glory.
先不管我们知不知道这件事哈。
Whether we know about it or not.
也先不管我们是不是真正活在其中。
Or if we really live in it.
也先不要管你觉得多亏欠，哎呀，不要提这个，那个离我太远了，我活不出来。
Let us not think about how much we have fall short.
先从客观上，从神的话语上。来说，我们就是为了他的荣耀而被造的。阿爸阿们。
But objectively, we were created for His glory. Amen.
阿爸阿们。
Amen.
那如果是的话，那今天就要来问他，来问说，我们到底有没有为了这个而活着
？So if that is the truth, then we want to ask ourselves, are we living for this purpose?
我们存在的目的是为了他的荣耀被造的。
The purpose of our existence is for His glory.
底下讲到 formed 跟 made， 讲到制作。
Then He started to form and made us.
这就讲到我们这一生所有的遭遇是为了这个目的而发生的。
So all the circumstances for this lifetime is for this glory too.
我为什么会在这里？我为什么遭遇这件事情？我为什么会有那样子的一个情形在我的生命中？弟兄姊妹，都是为了神的荣耀。
So why am I here? Why do I have this experience? Why do I encounter something like that? It's all for this purpose.
我不是鼓励大家软弱犯罪，就连我们软弱犯罪被神管教，整个过程都是为了神的荣耀，神在改变我们。
I'm not encouraging you to sin or fall, to stumble, but yet even our the failures and our stumbles are for this purpose.
啊，他把我们从一切的罪恶里面救出来。
He wants to rescue us from all sins and transgressions.
他把我们从仇敌的手中救出来。
And he will snatch us and rescue us out of the hands of the enemy.
他把我们从一切不属于他、不像他、不能归给他的里面救出来。
And he wants to rescue us from all conditions that is not like him and that doesn't belong to him.
叫我们跟他的荣耀有份。
So that we can partake his glory.
你看一根电线，我常常讲哈。
I often mention that a section of wire.
它本身其实并不太值钱，没有多少钱，对不对？哈。
Actually, a section of wire is not very costly.
啊，不管它多怎么样，它再怎么样，就是这么一段的电线。
So whatever that is, it's just a piece of electric cord.
啊，就算它值一千块美金好了，就是一千块美金。
Even if it costs $1,000.And it's just $1,000 worth.
但是当它 被放在火箭上面，放在一个最重要的 instrument， 一个机器 device 里面的时候
，But that if it's placed on a space rocket or a piece of very expensive equipment，
它的价值、它的重要性、它的贡献，通通都不是这一些钱财可以来相比的。
Then its significance and its value cannot be compared with just that cost, sheer cost of material.
虽然它在这个大的火箭里面，它是很小的一部分。
Even though it's just a small piece in a big rocket.
当它被切断的时候
，When it's being cut off,
它可能让这个火箭出事了。
It might cause the rocket to fall down.
它可能让它存在的所该带下来的 function 就失去了。
Then it will lose the function that it has.
所以我们被神摆在这个伟大的身体里面。
And today we're being placed in this great body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们到底有没有真正被摆在该摆的位置？是有没有真正活出该有的功用？那是非常重要的事情。
So it is very important if we are being placed at the right place and then we function.
所以我们要讲成全圣徒，各尽其职，因为每一个人都重要。
Today we talk about equipping the saints for the work of ministry because everyone is important.
昨天段长老也跟我们，那个阮长老也跟我们讲了。
Yesterday, Elder Luan shared with us.
恩赐是从神来的。
Our gifts come from God.
送尊贵的人从来送不出寒酸的礼物的。
A noble person will not give cheap gifts.
神给我们的都是又宝又尊的。
What God gives us is always very precious and valuable.
不要从人的角度去看这件事，去跟别人相比。
So let us not compare with others as from the perspective of man.
我们之所以被造，我们之所以存在，在神的眼中有不可少的地位。
We were created and existed with very valuable significance.
但是大家也不要误会哈。
But please do not misunderstand.
从此把自己看得那么高哈。
Then we start to elevate us above.
觉得我很了不起啊。
Thinking we're something.
那有时候极端的灵恩派，有时候又太注重把人的恩赐各方面的这个捧得太高了，
some,
把人的恩赐和经历太过强调了。
Some extreme charismatics they elevate the value of men.Too much.
我们一方面要谦卑，
because we need to be humble.
要学会配搭，
and we need to learn to work together.
但是另外一方面，我们又需要在主的面前知道我们自己是不可少的。
Yeah, on the other hand, we have to know that we are indispensable in God's eyes.
我们要知道我们为何被造，然后我们接着来找出来我们神在我们身上的给我们的恩赐跟托付到底是什么。
So first of all, we have to understand why we were created, and then we will have to find out our gifts and our commission from the Lord.
然后我们是要为着那一个而活着。
Then we live for that.
在这里说，凡称为我名下的人，是为着我的荣耀而被造的。
The Scripture tells us that everyone who is called by my name, I have created for my glory.
你去超市买东西的时候
，When we go shopping in the supermarket,
你看到瓶子里面装的是酱油
，If you see a bottle of soy sauce,
那就是酱油瓶
，And that bottle is called a soy sauce bottle.
你要去买醋。
If you want to buy vinegar,
先生，你都买什么醋？镇江香醋。
What kind of vinegar do you buy, Brother Ethan?
Okay, 你买醋，那就是醋瓶子。
So if you want to buy vinegar, then you get a bottle called vinegar bottle.
里面装的是酒，它就是酒瓶子。
If a bottle is holding wine, then that bottle is called a wine bottle.
它装的是果汁，它就是果汁瓶。
If it's It's got juice, then it's called a juice bottle.
弟兄姊妹，我们是为着神的荣耀而被创造的。
So we were created for God's glory.
他把他自己的荣耀托付给我们。
He commissioned His glory to us.
他把他的儿子赐给了我们。
He has given us His Son.
为的是叫我们活出基督来。
So that we can live out Christ.
所以门徒被称为基督徒是从安提阿起手的，在早期的翻译本都叫做基督人，都不叫基督徒的。
So Christians, were called Christians since the Church of Antioch. In the ancient writings, Christians were called Christ people.
就像酒瓶，酒是它的特点；醋瓶，醋是它的特点；酱油瓶，酱油是它的特点。
Just like a vinegar bottle, the characteristic of that bottle is the vinegar. So a bottle's characteristic is its content.
那基督人，基督是它的特点。
The Christ people.The characteristic of these people is Christ.
在台湾读台大的叫台大人，读文化学院的叫文化人。
So in Taiwan, we call people who went to Taida University, Taida people.
那因为读北大的叫北京人。
And people went to Beijing University, we call them Beijing people.
读机械系的叫机械人，读植物系的叫植物人。
And likewise, we call people who study mechanics, we call them robots.
啊，那是他。
Or
Bridget, 植物人。我们基督人最大的特点是什么
？So what's the greatest characteristic of a Christ people?
就是基督。
Christ
里面装的是基督。
Because what we contain is Christ.
人家看见最大的特点就是应该是基督。
So the biggest characteristic that people perceive us should be Christ.
那个英文平常都比中文差，但是这个英文很好哈。Christian 是 Christ 加上 I am nothing。
So Christian is Christ plus I am nothing.
I-A-N, I am nothing.
I-A-N stands for I am nothing.
不再是我，乃是基督。
No longer I, but Christ.
这是我最喜欢的英文字。
So this is my favorite English word.
那基督人听不出这个味道。Christian, Christ 加上 I am nothing.
So Christian means Christ plus I am nothing.
所以圣经上告诉我们，我们是为了他的荣耀而被创造的。
So the scripture tells us that we were created for His glory.
弟兄姊妹，我讲过很多次了哈，这个于师母还提醒我说，你要小心这个，不要炒冷饭哈。那其实这个道理真的是很重要，你听三十遍都值得的。
Yeah, I know that I have shared with you many times, but this truth is so important that it's worth repeating.
这个阮长老，这是我二哥安慰我的，他说。你讲过的道重讲没关系，因为林道亮院长说，一个道不听三十遍听不懂。
So my second brother has encouraged me. It is okay to repeat a sermon because of Elder 林道亮 once says that a message has to be repeated 30 times before you really get it.
什么叫做荣耀
？So what is glory?
我们天天都在唱荣耀，昨天晚上还在唱。
We always sing about glory.
荣耀，荣耀，什么叫做荣耀
？We sing glory, glory. What is glory?
什么是荣耀
？What is glory？
南淳
，Brother Nan， glory is just glory。
Joanne， 不知道，不客气，客果，神本性的丰盛
，The fullness of God's nature，
就是啊。基督就是神的荣耀。
Christ is God's glory.
荣耀是神自己的本性哈。
Glory is God's own nature.
你可以讲说，这是我个人的领会。你可以把神所有的 attribute， 神所有的荣美加在一起叫做荣耀。他的圣洁，他的公义，他的能力，他的智慧，他的慈爱，他的怜悯，他的宽恕，所有神的美德全部加在一起，那就是他的本性，那叫做荣耀。
So this is my understanding. Glory.It's the sum up of all God's attributes. And when you put all God's attributes, His wisdom, His loving kindness, His mercy, His grace, everything, that is called glory.
只有他自己是荣耀。
So only He Himself is glory.
你拿到地上的诺贝尔奖，那不过是一个光荣，一个荣誉，但不叫荣耀。
Even if you receive Nobel Prize on earth, it is not glory, but some honor.
荣耀是神的所事，是他的性情。
Because glory is God's being, His nature.
第二方面
，Secondly，
荣耀是他的作为。
Glory is His doing, His work.
他自己所做的，神的作为啊。
Everything that He does, His own work.
所以诗篇十九篇说：“诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。”
So Psalm 19 says, "The heavens declares the work of His hands."
哦、他创造天地说有就有我们看着天上的月亮星宿看着众星我们说人算什么
So、when he created by his words he created all the universe and when we look at the stars and the sun and the moon and we say who we are
好那我们说过的神的所事跟神的作为神的所作是荣耀
So now we say that God's being his nature and his work his doingThat's glory.
然后诗篇以赛亚书四十三章七节说我们是为了他的荣耀而被创造的而被做成的而做制作的
And then Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7 says We were created for his glory and then he formed us and he made us
他居然叫我们这么渺小的人跟神的荣耀发生关系
So he would evenHave us, this small people, to partake His glory.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道怎么去讲这件伟大的事情了。
I don't know how to describe to you this great.
因为我们不可能活出荣耀，如果我们没有他自己的生命和性情。
Without His life and His nature, it's impossible for us to live out a glorious life.
他可以让他自己永远高高在上，是荣耀的神。
He can stay up there always, forever glory.
让我们成为蒙恩的罪人，成为蒙爱的儿女就是了。
And then we can just be a sinner saved by grace and be beloved children of God.
那个已经 good enough 了，对不对？我们可以被他爱，被他赦免。
That is already good enough that we can be loved and forgiven by Him.
但是他说他是为了他荣耀创造我们的。
But yet He says that He created us for His glory.
他把他的儿子赐给了我们。
He has given us His Son.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
He's the radiance of God's glory and the substance of His Godhead.
神的所事、神的能力、神的一切都在他的里面。
Because all God's being and everything about God is in Him.
所以哥罗西书二章九节，神本性一切的丰盛。一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 9 says, "All the fullness of God, all the fullness of God lives in Him."
你们在他里面也得了这个丰盛。
And you have also received this fullness in Him.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真的对自己讲道，我们这个人会跳起来的。
You know, if we keep preaching and preaching to ourselves, we will jump for joy.
那个整个万有天和天上的天不够他居住的那位伟大的神。
But that great God, that heaven and heavens above heaven cannot contain Him.
居然降卑的住在我们这么小的心里面。
That yet He was willing to humble Himself and live in this small heart of ours.
成为我们的生命呢？
To become our life.
所以哥罗西书三章四节，基督就是我们的生命。
So Colossians chapter 3 verse 4 says, Christ is our life.
弟兄姊妹，基督成为我们一切的一切哈。
And Christ has become all and all to us.
这是神整个旨意里面整个所有祝福的中心、旨意的中心、救恩的内容。
Because Christ has become the center of the God's blessings and then God's salvation and the content of the salvation.
如果我们缺少这样子的看见
，If we lack this vision,
地上很多东西就会夺去我们。
The many things in this world will capture our eyes.
因为铸造的人活在眼见的里面。
Because all the old creation lives in the visible world.
铸造的人活在感觉的里面。
And the old creation lives in the world of feelings.
铸造的人活在我们自我中心啊这个肉体的里面。
Because the old creation lives in the world of self-centeredness and flesh.
所以我们很容易被周围的人事物所吸引的。
So we are easily distracted by our surroundings.
什么东西都很好的。
So everything looks nice.
所以每次新发明这个新发明那个都会吸引我们
So all the new creative gadgets in this world will capture our hearts
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲我一直都不敢像保罗说的我能够看万事如粪土
I often share with brothers and sisters I dare not to claim like Paul says I consider all things as rubbish
因为这些粪土太可爱了
Because all these rubbish are very lovable
他看万事如粪土那 everything 都是粪土那你 iPad 也是粪土啊天天摸来摸去的
If Paul says I consider everything but rubbish then how about iPad do we really consider as a rubbish
对不对女生的化妆品是粪土天天往脸上摸
If you consider your cosmetics as rubbish why do you put the rubbish on your face
还要买欧洲进口的
And you have to buy European brand of rubbish
我们没有办法讲这句话 我至少在我讲不出这句话来
At least for me I cannot claim that I consider all things but rubbish
但是我真的希望以得着基督为至宝
But yet what I do hope that I will consider the most precious to gain Christ.
真的太多事情吸引我们。
Because so many distractions and attractions.
我认识一个弟兄，他已经被主接去了啊。
I used to know a brother. Now he's with the Lord.
他说他小的时候。
He says that when he was young.
他住在台湾的时候，他常常恶作剧啊。
And then he lived in Taiwan. He always liked to play pranks. 而且
在台湾，在中国，就是碰到新年农历新年的时候，会给红包哈。
So In Taiwan, for Chinese New Year, we like to give out red envelopes.
所以他常常得到很多红包以后，他就把钱收好了以后，这些红包他就废物利用啊。
And then, so he all when he was young, he always received a lot of red envelopes with the money, and then he would take out the money and recycle these red envelopes.
他就塞一些草纸，就是卫生纸哈。
So he was stuff some toilet paper in the red envelopes.
看起来厚厚的。
So it would look to have some thickness.
所以他丢在家里面门口的马路上。
And then he right in front of his house.
然后回来就躲在窗帘后面这样看。
And then he will leave the red envelopes outside of his house, and then he will go back to the house and hide behind the curtains to watch.
他说不管是谁走过来。
He says no matter who will walk by my house.
穷人也好，有钱人也好。
Whether poor people or rich people.
男的也好，漂亮的 lady 也好。
Or whether it's a man or a beautiful lady.
老人也好，小孩子也好。
Or seniors or children.
只要看到红包，他说从来没有一个人不停下来的。
As soon as they see these red envelopes, no one would not stop.
然后底下的表现都很像。
And everyone would have the same behavior.
就这样看看有没有人捡起来。
And then they would look around to see if they were watched, and then pick up the envelope.
走到旁边骑楼底下的柱子就打开来。
And then they would walk to the sideway, the curbs, and then open up the envelopes.
一看到是草纸，就气得往地上一丢。
And then when they see this is a toilet paper inside, and then they would get mad and throw it on the ground.
然后嘴巴有的骂一骂就走了。
And some might say some swear words or cuss, and then walk away.
躲在房间笑得东倒西歪的。
And he would laugh his belly out inside of the house.
然后他就出来再放一个。
And then he would come out of the house and put another one on the floor.
郭富刚走路人会停，骑脚踏车的、骑摩托车的，刹车啊。
Not only the pedestrians would stop for them, even the bicycles or even people on motorcycle would stop for them.
不是 make a U-turn to God, 是 make a U-turn to 红包。
So they did not make a U-turn to God, but make a U-turn to the red envelopes.
然后咳嗽一下，看看外面，然后就弯腰捡起来，然后打开来，气得一丢又走了。
They will cough a little bit and watch, see no one watching, and open the red envelope and get mad again and throw it on the ground and left.
然后他跟我们讲，他说这是他每一年新年最快乐的事情。
This brother says that was the most happiest thing that for every Chinese New Year.
他说比他自己拿红包还快乐。
That he gains so much happiness even more than the money he gets.
弟兄姊妹，你不觉得我们在人生里面常常也被仇敌捉弄吗？
Don't you think we are often being mocked by the enemies just like that?
给我们一个只有今生的、自暂的、暂时的一些的吸引和诱惑。
That the enemy will give us attractions for this world that will only last this lifetime.
但是我说过，我们人是活在旧造里面。
But as I said, we all live in the old creation.
我们很容易受这些影响。
We're easily attracted and distracted.
我们会很容易就去追求那些看得见的、感觉得到的或是我们今生在乎的。
We easily run after those visible, tangible things that we can feel for this life.
但是哥罗西书告诉我们这么清楚，我们是借着他造的，是为着他造的。
But yet, the book of Colossians says that we were created for him and by him.
神的旨意是要叫基督，叫他的儿子在凡事上居首位。
And the will of God is that his son Christ will have supremacy over all things.
什么时候我们不将耶和华摆在我们面前？
Whenever we do not place the Lord right in front of us.
我们的劳苦一定加增的。
Then our sorrows will increase.
因为凡是用别的替代他的，我们的愁苦一定加增。
Because our sorrow will increase when we run after other gods.
什么时候我们让基督成为中心的时候
？Whenever we put Christ first and centered.
我们的心欢喜，我们的灵快乐，我们的肉身要安然居住。
Our heart rejoices and also our body will rest in security.
所以在这里讲到基督是中心，是目的，是内容。
So here we say that Christ is the center, the purpose, the goal, and the content.
他是一切又在一切之内。
He is all and in all.
那这个点太大了，我们花了好多年讲这个信息，甚至放在墙壁上。
So this point is so great that we even put on the wall and we spent many years talking about this.
那这个今天我就不多花时间在这个点上了。
So I will not spend much time on this point.
但是我相信当我们讲这样子话的时候，在所有的教会，所有的基督 督徒里面没有人敢不说阿门的。
I'm sure when we mention this, no Christians would dare not to say amen.
有哪一个教会的牧师、长老、传道人、leader 敢说我们教会不是以基督为中心的？没有人敢讲这句话。
Would there be any pastors or ministers say that our church is not Christ-centered? No one.
但关键是真正能活出基督是中心、基督是内容、是一切的，又有多少呢
？But yet, how many will actually live out this reality that Christ is the center?
对不对？我们自己看我们自己，我们都差远了。
Look at us, we're so far away from.
但是至少有心愿意让基督居首位、基督成中心的，那到底又有多少呢
？But yet, how many actually have the heart and desire to put God, Christ first as the center?
很多时候，我们可以说我们的心愿是这样，我们的Christ 是我们中心，但是我们活出来的就是不像。
Oftentimes we say that we desire to live a life with.Christ-centered, but our life doesn't look so.
一个小孩子有一天叫他叔叔坐在那里，他说：“我帮你画。”他说：“我要画你。
”A child one day asked his uncle to sit down and say, "I'm gonna draw you."
对，他在那里画画，叔叔实在受不了，要动，他说：“不能动，不能动，我在那画你。
”And then he keeps telling his uncle, "Don't move, don't move, I'm drawing you."
到最后画到最后以后，他说：“好吧。
”And finally he says, "Okay, it's done."
那这个叔叔也很好奇的来看看自己。什么长相啊
？So out of curiosity, the uncle came over and to see how the child drew him.
没想到他变成画一只狗了。
It turned out the child was drawing a dog.
那叔叔就问他说：“你不是画我吗？怎么画成狗了呢
？”And the uncle says, "I thought you were drawing me. How come it's a dog?"
他说：“我画来画去画不像，我就加个尾巴，就变成狗了。
”So I keep drawing and drawing, just doesn't look like you. So I just added a tail.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多的时候，我们都希望这样子，希望那样子，要做这样子，要做那样子，但是我们活不出来。
Oftentimes we have desire, we want to do this, do that, and to be like that, but we cannot live.
所以，当我们在讲这么荣耀的题目的时候
，So as we share such glorious message,
讲到基督是一切
，We talk about Christ.
讲到基督是中心，要让主居首位
，And Christ is the center. He ought to have the first place.
弟兄姊妹，这不是光心愿、口号、喊喊、祷告、祷告就是了。
It cannot come to reality simply because we have this wish and desire and we pray about it.
我们一定要从回到神的宝座前，求他怜悯我们，恩待我们。
We have to come back before God's throne and ask Him to have mercy and grace.
教会要常常回到这个根基上，求神施恩在我们的身上。
Church has to always come back to this foundation and have ask God for.To have mercy on us.
个人、家庭、教会都要常为这些事祷告哈。
Either individuals or family or church, we ought to pray for this.
我们说过，在我们的里面，并不是我们教会自己的意向是这样，而是在读圣经的时候，觉得神整个旨意的中心集中在基督和教会的身上。
We're not saying that this is our church's vision only, but when we go back to the scripture, we find that God's will is always on Christ and the church.
基督和教会不是分开的，根本就是一个。
So Christ and church are not separable; they are one.
因为以弗所书告诉我们，这个教会是他的身体。
The book of Ephesians says that church is his body.
是那充满万有者的丰满，或者充满万有者所充满的。
So a church is the fullness of him who fills all things.
哥罗西书告诉我们，基督是教会的元首，他是教会的头。
And Colossians tells us that Christ is the head of church.
头跟身体是不能分开来的。
You cannot separate the head from the body.
它跟人是一个。
And they are one.
前一阵子我们家出去休息的时候，那个儿子说要帮我们照一张相。
A couple weeks ago, when our family went on vacation, my sons wanted to take a family picture.
我相信你们都有这样经验，特别是帮孩子们照。没想到这次是孩子们帮我们照啊。
I'm sure you all have this experience, but this time our children were taking picture of us.
例如说有一个铁甲武士在那里，但是头挖个洞让你。把头伸出来，有没有照过这种像
？Have you seen that there's like a mighty warrior, the picture statue, and then you stick your head to the circle？
明明我们瘦干干的，我们在一个大力士满身是肌肉的面前伸个头啊，给人家照一张相。
So that day we stick our head through this circle, and then the picture is a mighty man.
跟唐老鸭呀、跟这个 Mickey Mouse 来照相。弟兄姊妹，我们会把自己头塞进去跟他照张相。
So we like to stick our head into images of Donald Duck or whatever to take a picture.
但是任何人一看就知道他是他，你是你哈。
But anyone can tell from the picture that you are not that image.
差远了。
Far from it.
不 match.
Just doesn't match.
那弟兄姊妹，我们现在来看，当我们讲到基督 是教会的头。
So today when we talk about Christ is the head of church.
教会是他的身体。
And the church is his body.
是那充满万有者的丰满。
It's the fullness of him fulfills all things.
你就晓得我们今天在主的面前，教会父的使命是多大呀。
Then you realize what a great commission that he has given to church.
我们不是只是一般人喜欢讲中文，吃中国菜，我们蒙恩得救就聚在一起了。
We're not just a group of people who like to speak Chinese, eat Chinese food, and we're being saved by grace so that we gather together.
纯正的神儿女聚集都很可贵。
All the gatherings of children of God are precious.
但是要做教会的见证，那是要人命的事情。
But yet, it is something very serious if you want to give a testimony of a church.
我在说哈，纯正的神儿女的聚集，很多神儿女的聚集根本不纯正的。纯正的神儿女聚集都是可贵的哈。
Any gathering of children of God that are pure are precious because some gatherings are not pure.
我们聚在一起有点分享，我们聚在一起彼此相爱，彼此关怀。哎呀，我们都是同样背景的，很享受。
Whenever we gather together and then we have fellowship and we show care and love for each other and we enjoy the time.
但是真正要做教会见证的时候，那是要人命的事情。
But yet, if we want to be a testimony of A church, it is something very serious.
因为教会如果真要能够成为基督丰富的彰显、丰满的发表的话
，Because if church really wants to be the manifestation of the fullness,
必须经过死而复活，叫做不再是我，乃是基督。
The church has to also go through death and resurrection, so that we can say that no longer I, but Christ.
没有经过十字架，就不可能有复活。
Without cross.It's impossible to have resurrection.
没有不再是我，就不可能有乃是基督。
If we cannot say no longer I, then we can never say but Christ.
没有舍己，就不可能有基督的活出啊。
Without self-denial, it's impossible to live out Christ.
所以我们可以聚在一起，像同乐会一样。
Yes, we can have a happy gathering together.
我们可以很 happy 的在一起，不合就再换个教会就是了。
And then we can have happy gathering. If we're not happy, change to another church.
但是如果我们真看见教会是什么
，But if we truly see what is church,
我们就在主的面前不敢这样子的放肆和随便任意而行。
Then we dare not to casually do things.
啊，我们不仅仅不敢做伤害身体合一的事情。
Not only that, we dare not to do anything that would destroy and hurt the oneness.
而是在积极上面，我们真的把自己。摆在基督的身体里面、啊、
But more actively, we will commit ourselves in the body.
所以教会是在这里承受它的丰富，教会要在这里彰显它的丰满。
So church is actually here to inherit His fullness and to manifest His fullness.
啊，昨天这个阮长老也讲到合一啊，这个一的重要。
Last night, Elder Luan also shared about the importance of oneness.
一个教会如果合一被破坏了。
If the oneness is being hurt or damaged within the church,
仇敌就可以在旁边休息了。
Then the enemy can have his rest.
因为这个教会所有的祝福早晚会漏光的。
Because all the blessings of this church will eventually leak out and be emptied.
当教会真正合一的时候
，But if a church has true oneness,
请你们大家要听清楚哈，合一并不代表相安无事哈。
Let me share with you, please pay attention. Unity does not mean that.No conflict.
啊，不是，我们只是没有吵来吵去，没有骂来骂去，那个就叫做合一。No.
It does not mean that we never have a fight, we never argue, and that is unity.
合一是我们真正以基督的心为心，真正以基督的生命为生命。
Unity is because we have a same mind of Christ and the same life of Christ.
以神的旨意为我们的道路。
And that we will consider God's will as our way.
我们都愿意放下自己来。
That we're willing to lay down ourselves.
为了让基督的荣耀透过身体被彰显出来。
So that the glory of Christ will be manifested through His body.
让神的旨意能够行在我们中间，如同行在天上。
So that the will of God will be done among us as if in heaven.
所以诗篇133篇说到，你看弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
So Psalm 133 says, how beautiful and glorious, how good that the brothers live together harmony.
真实的合一不仅仅不给仇敌留 破坏的地步。
So true unity not only will not give enemy any ground.
不仅仅不会让教会的祝福漏掉。
Not only that, it will not cause the blessings of church to be leaked out.
真实的合一，诗篇133篇告诉我们，一定带下两个结果的。
So Psalm 133 tells us true unity will bring about two results.
第一个，像贵重的油从亚伦的头上。流到胡须，流到衣襟。
So first, it would be like the precious oil coming down from the head of Aaron to his mustache and to his collar.
讲到教会充满了圣灵全备的祝福。
So that church would be full with the full blessings of the Holy Spirit.
我们的大祭司为我们升上高天，进到荣耀里去了。
Because the high priest has already entered into glory.
他领受了所应许的圣灵。
And he has already received the promised Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵降临下来，高在亚伦的头上。
So the Holy Spirit came down and anoint the head of Aaron.
而且这么丰富，从亚伦的头流到胡须，流到衣襟，整个身体被膏油浸透。
And it's so full and so rich that it will come down from the head to the mustache to the collar of his garment until his whole body is immersed.
所以当一个教会真正在义的境界里面的时候
，So when the church truly lives in the unity,
圣灵的工作，圣灵的同在，圣灵的祝福，圣灵的作为，在我们中间是清清楚楚的。
Then the work of the Holy Spirit will be very visible and clear among us.
这是我们要向神祷告的。
And that is something we ought to pray to God.
我在很多地方聚会的时候，都听到人跟我们说，教会缺少了一把火。
When we visit many churches, they always say that church is lacking this fire and passion.
我们有很多的 formality, 我们有很多的要求，很多的传统，很多的道理，真理也讲得清清楚。但是就是缺少了火。
We have a lot of rules, regulations, traditions, and then we explain the doctrine very clearly, but yet church lack fire.
我们缺少生命，缺少膏油。
We lack life and anointing.
弟兄姊妹，不然我们就成为撒底教会一样，按明是活的，其实是死的。
Dear brothers and sisters, let us not to be like the church of Sardis, that we appear to be alive and yet we are dead.
我们有非常好的 worship program, 我们有非常好的成人主日学，我们有非常好的侍奉制度，我们什么都是上轨道的，但是没有火，没有油。没有生命和能力。
We probably have very good worship programs. We have adult Sunday schools, and everything seems to be in order and then in a systematic. But yet we lack fire, we lack oil.
我们要为教会祷告。
We ought to pray for our church.
要为我们的小组祷告。
We ought to pray for our small groups.
要你为你自己的团契，为你的家，我们都需要祷告。
Pray for your fellowship, for your family.
弟兄和睦同居，像贵重的油从浇在亚伦的头上，从胡须流到衣襟。
As brothers live in harmony, it will be like precious.Oil coming down from the head of Aaron.
第二个祝福就是像黑门的甘露。
The second blessing will be like the dew of Mount Hermon.
降临在锡安山上。
And came down to Mount Zion.
在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
And there will be the blessing eternal.
所以当教会正常健康的时候
，When the church is a normal functioning and healthy,
充满了神的祝福，充满了生命啊
！It will be full of God's blessings and life.
你不管做什么聚会，你参加什么聚会，你都会觉得饱足了。
So whatever meeting you go to, you will be satisfied.
所以年轻的孩子们，我们也要为着自己的团契祷告。
Young people, we need to pray for our fellowships.
那大人更是这样。
And same with adults.
让在聚会的里面满了黑门的甘露，满了贵重的膏油。
So that our meetings will be full of the dew of Hermon and the precious oil.
对，我说今天教会是站在一个蒙恩的地位上。
Today church stands in a position of being blessed.
在这里承受元首一切的丰富。
We're here to inherit all the fullness of the head.
这个点我明天早上要再讲，好像元首太丰富了。
Our head is so full and rich.
所以以弗所书一章三节，神曾经在基督耶稣里把天上各样属灵的福气都赐给我们。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says that God has given to us in Christ all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly realm.
论福论好处，他没有留下一项好处不给我们，天上所有属灵的祝福都在基督里已经赐给我们了。
He has not withheld any from giving to us. He has given to us all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly realms.
然后神本性一切的丰富也在基督里面赐给我们了。
And all the fullness of God has given to us in Christ.
所以我说我们今天教会站在一个蒙恩的地位上。
So today church stands at the position of blessings.
每一次我们奉主名聚会的时候，我们就站在一个蒙恩的地位上，天要为我们打开，祝福要倾倒下来。
Every time we gather together in the name of Christ, we stand on this ground of blessing. The heaven will open to us, and the blessings will come down.
我们要有这样子的信心，要有这样子的祷告。
We have to have this faith, and we pray likewise.
我以前举过一个例子，我们回台湾去的时候。
I once gave you an example when we went back to visit Taiwan.
那个于师母的弟弟带我们去新竹一个科学园区啊。
Pastor Nancy's brother led us to visit 新竹。
他有一个叫做小叮当乐园，我不晓得你们知不知道。
There's a 小叮当乐园 ，It's like amusement park for the children.
对，那他有一个地方呢，是因为天气很热，台湾的夏天热得不得了。
So the weather was very hot in Taiwan in the summertime.
他有一个地方大概放了几个水龙头在那边，大概四五个哈。
And then there's a place that has the faucets.
然后地上大概画了一个圈圈，有点像量体重的那样子的，就一个圆的。
On the ground, they drew many circles.
Yeah, 你只要站上去啊。
So if you stand within the circle,
那个水龙头就会喷水下来啊。
And the water was sprinkling down.
那个夏天很舒服，小孩子都很喜欢玩。
It's very comfortable in the hot weather, so children love it.
然后它的喷水量是根据你的体重。
And the water amount is dispensed according to your weight.
如果你很重的话，那个水就。
If you're very heavy, then the water will gush down.
如果你那么瘦，它就是这样小小的浇你一下的。
If you're tiny, and then the water will just sprinkle down.
这个很 make sense, 很合理的。
It really makes sense, right?
因为你如果只有一个才四五十磅的小朋友站上去，他三百磅的水下来把你打昏了嘛。
So if you're just a tiny child, 4 or 5 years old, and then a 300-pound water will probably strike you.And that you will pass down.
所以胖的上去水就多，瘦的上去水就少。
So big people will get more water, and small people will get less water.
其实就的客观来说，神已经早就把天上所有的属灵福气都给了教会了。
So objectively, God has already given to church all the spiritual blessings.
但是今天在我们主观的经历上，根据我们的信心，根据我们的渴慕，到底我们来到神的家中，对神有没有这样子的期望
？So objectively.The blessing will be given to us according to our thirst and desires. So, do we come to God's house with this expectation?
就我们早上祷告跪在这里，说我们说大大张口，他就要大大充满哈。
This morning, as we were on our knees gathering and pray for the presence of God, we said we open our mouths wide and then we'll be filled.
如果我们向着神的渴慕是深的，我们向着神的信心是纯净的，每一次的聚会都应该承受大的祝福啊。
If we have this deep thirst.And a pure faith for the Lord, and every meeting will bring down God's blessings.
教会不应该贫穷的。
Church should not be poor.
我说的属灵的贫穷。
I'm talking about spiritual poverty.
可是原谅我说，我相信阮长老也会有这样子的感触。我们今天在很多世界各地的服事，常常听见教会领袖同工们说，他们累了，他们干了，他们走不动了，他们饿了。
But forgiving me for saying that, I'm sure about.Elder Luan will agree with me that many churches that we visited, servants of God will say that they have no longer the strength to keep going. They're exhausted, they burn out, they're dried up.
我们里面要不甘心。
That we should not be willing to accept.
因为神给我们的远超过我们所求所想的。
Because what God has given to us is far more than what we can imagine or think.
所以我们希望我们在这里，我们一起今年能够有一个努力啊。
So I hope that this year.We will have a goal and direction.
我们一起来把这段话读一遍，好吗
？So let's read the direction of our effort together.
以圣经为基础，以基督和教会的见证为目标，以生命的追求和侍奉的建造为具体实行之路。好，我们再读一次啊。
Let's read together.
以圣经为基础，以基督和教会的见证为目标，以生命的追求和侍奉的建造为具体实行之路。第一个，我们希望都在主的话语上好好下功夫。
First of all, we want to go deeper and be diligent on the word of God.
不仅仅要殷勤的读。要熟练的读，而且要能够懂得活用它。
Not only that, we will read it diligently, and that we are familiar with it, we will also put into practice.
我说过，读经最重要的两件事情，一个是遇见说话的神，一个是要让主的话来改变我们的生命，来影响我们的生活。
I mentioned to you before the two purposes of reading the scripture. First is to meet God who speaks. Second is that our life will be transformed.
我们不能让我们每一次的读经都只是在赶进度，或是做 research， 或是写报告。
I hope that our scripture reading will not just be to catch up our reading plan or to do research and to write a paper.
尤其带查经的弟兄姊妹们
，especially Bible study leaders，
不要急着为了带查经而预备。
Please don't rush to preparation for leading the Bible study first.
先借着主的话去遇见说话的神。
But through reading the scripture that we will meet God who will speak to us.
让神自己先对我们说话。
So that the Lord will speak to us first.
让这些话来改变我们的生命，来影响我们的生活。
So that His words will change our life and transform us.
我们每一年教会都有读经计划 A B C 啊。
Every year we have Bible reading plans A B C.
A 是一年就读完一遍的。
Plan A is to read through the whole Bible in 1 year.
B 是两年是吧？还是三年？
三年读完一遍。Plan B is to read through the whole Bible in 3 years. 那 C 是针
对教会今年的主题或是读经的查经的内容而配合的。
And C,
一天一章而已。
And Plan C is to read one chapter a day and to match the theme of the year.
如果你们都还没有挑的话，请你们赶快，今天才1月4号。
If you have not signed up a plan yet, you still have time. Today is only January the 4th.
包括年轻的孩子们，希望你们都要 sign up 一个，要好好读主的话。
I hope, including young people, will all sign up a plan and read God's words diligently.
不然你们到了我这把年纪，你们会跟我有一样的后悔。
Otherwise, you will regret when you get to my age.
哎呀，巴不得圣经更熟一点，能够更早开始背圣经啊。
Oh, how I wish I could start memorizing the scripture earlier in younger times.
你们会不会现在会不会有怎么背都背不起来？
Do you have the problem that you just cannot memorize the scripture now?
你们年轻孩子会不会有？也有了。
How about the young people? Even you have this issue now?
一代不如一代。
Oh no!
要加油，赶快背啊。
Okay, you have to work hard and...
你看他们小的时候背登山宝训，现在考还可以背得出来。你越小背越好。
See, when you were young, you memorized the Sermon on the Mount, and now you can still remember that.
要勤读。
So be diligent.
神保罗牧师，我很感动的，就是他们以前穷的连点灯的钱都没有。
Pastor Paul Shen, I was so moved that when they were young, they were so poor that they did not have money.
他说，去年冬天，他清早起来，他就靠着窗户，
land.
靠着月光这样子读圣经的。
So he said that in the winter he will get up and then just try to get the light from the moon to read the scripture.
佩天的爸爸也是我很佩服的一个人。
The father of brother Moses was also a brother that I really admire.
因为他的眼睛有眼疾，所以他读经是要这样子读的。
And then he had a sickness of his eyes, so he had to read the scripture like that.
他在我们台湾那个背景的教会里面算是圣经最熟的人。
And then in the our churches in Taiwan, he was one of the ones that were most familiar with well versed with the Bible.
他需要这样子一个字一个字这样子读的。
He actually read the scripture like this.
弟兄姊妹，我们要认真呢。
So brothers, sisters, we have to be serious.
主的话太宝贵了。
God's words are so precious.
我们所有的生活侍奉，我们教会的方向都必须根据圣经。
All our life, our service and the direction of our church has to be based on the scriptures.
第二个以基督和教会的见证为目标，就是我们需要追求认识真知道神旨意的中心是基督和教会。
And then our goal will be the testimony of Christ and church. We have to pursue to know the truth.
知道他到底所要的是什么。
To know what God wants.
这个我明天早上会再讲啊。
Tomorrow I'll share with you more.
第三个。
Third.
在这里要好好追求生命，生命的追求。
We have to pursue life.
生命要长进啊。
Our life should grow.
追求更深的生命。
To pursue deeper life.
在这里就说到，我们需要不随从肉体，借着十字架致死身体的恶行。
So that we should through cross put to death our the dead works of our body.
所有属灵追求，所有侍奉上最大的难处，最大的难主，都不是外在的，是我们这个人。
The biggest obstacle of any of our spiritual pursuit does not come from outside, but our flesh.
我们可能有这个知识，但是我们不见得有真正有这样子的实际，说我真是厌恶自己。
We might have this knowledge, but we might not really say that, oh, I hate this old self.
或者我们没有真正的承认最大的难主就是我这个人。
Or we have not come to this confession that our biggest enemy and the obstacle is our flesh.
我忘记了去年是在香港还是在上海，有个我们去参加年轻人的聚会啊。
Last year, whether it was in Shanghai or Hong Kong, we were leading a young people's group.
那我们中间会后有让他们起来分享见证。
And after the meeting, we asked them to come up and share with us testimony. means.
有一个年轻人起来做见证，他也很有意思啊。
And one young man came up to give a testimony. He was very interesting.
啊，他说我这个人是热得很慢，冷得很快的人。
He says I'm the one that will get hype up very slowly, but then cool down very quickly.
听得懂哈？热得很慢，冷得很快的。
That I can get warmed up very slowly, but cool down very quickly.
然后他说，余弟兄刚才讲到说要要让十字架致使我们，基督才可能活出来。
Pastor, you just shared with us. He mentioned that we should put to death our dead bodies through cross, so that Christ can live out of us.
哦，他说我这个人就是怕我这个要死不死，半死不活哈。
But what I'm afraid is that I'm halfway between death and life. I cannot die. I cannot live.
所以他说我听完余弟兄讲道以后，就跟神祷告。
So after I heard Pastor Yu's message, then I prayed to God.
我就跟神说，神啊，你要像扫罗怎么样追杀大卫一样，你天天来追杀我。
He says, Lord God, please pursue me and chase me down, just like how King Saul chased after David.
我听了，我真的是大这个大笑，但是我心里面说，主啊，你赦免他不知道他在说什么。
I found that so funny, and then I prayed to the Lord, Lord, forgive him because he does not know what he was talking about.
神没有按着我们的过犯罪过对待我们，都已经是大恩典了。你说神追杀了，有谁站得起啊？
God is so gracious that He will not treat us according to our transgressions. How can we withstand if He chases after us down?
年轻人交通都很可爱。他的第三个点是说，我这个人平常话多的都停不下来，可是祷告的时候都没有话，因为我想他都知道。
The third thing he confesses that I'm usually very talkative, but I'm speechless when in prayer because I thought God knows all.
弟兄姊妹，我们有太多的未得之地。
So there's so much land for us to take possession.
在我们个人的生命里面有太多的未得之地。
There's so much land in our personal life to be possessed.
我们在神伟大的应许里面有太多的未得之地。
There's so much to be possessed in among God's precious promises.
我们在神给教会的托付和使命上，我们还有太多的未得之地。
We still have a lot of ground to take possession of in terms of commission to the church.
个人是这样子，教会也是这样啊。
It's the same with individuals and with church.
最后，我们说以还有侍奉的建造。
Lastly, is the edification of service.
一个人不被装备，不被成全，怎么能够随便来侍奉神呢？
If a person is not being equipped, how can he serve God?
我不晓得你最羡慕你这一生能够做什么。
I don't know what is your biggest desire and wish for your life.
你最想进的公司是什么？
What is the company that you want to work for?
你最希望你将来的 career 是医生呢，是律师呢，是老师呢，是做任何职业呢，工程师呢？
What is your dream career? Is it to be an engineer, a lawyer, or doctor, or teacher?
如果你是公司的，你是工程师，你最想进的公司是哪一个呢？ Google, Apple, 哪一个？
If you're an engineer, which company do you want to work for? Google, Apple?
你想当医生的话，你最想去的医院是哪一个呢？ John Hopkins, Stanford, Harvard?
If you're a doctor, which hospital do you want to go work for? Johns Hopkins, Stanford, or Harvard?
你是喜欢从政的，你是喜欢当白宫的智囊团呢，还是当州长的呢，还是当公司的呢？
If you're a politician, do you want to be the, do you want to work in the White House or whatever?
你不管做什么东西，你知道它一定有它的条件的。
Whatever career you want to take, you know about the qualifications.
它一定有它的要求的。
There has to be a requirement on qualifications.
神怜悯我们，让我们成为蒙恩的罪人。
God has shown mercy to us that we become sinners saved by grace.
他爱我们，让我们成为蒙爱的儿女。
And He loves us so that we become beloved children of God.
他高抬我们，他召我们成为君尊的祭司。
And then He has honored us. He called us to be holy royal priests.
但是哪一个祭司不需要经过训练的？至少五年。
But which priest does not need training at least 5 years?
今天我们在神的家中要侍奉，你想侍奉就侍奉吗？
But today we want to serve in God's house. Do we just serve because simply we want to serve?
你觉得我们要侍奉就是给教会面子吗？
Do you think if we agree to serve, we're giving church an honor?
还是我们应该一面侍奉，一面带着谦卑的心在这里接受造就，接受装备呢？
Or that we should receive and being edified and receive training while serving?
所以新的一年，我们希望成全圣徒，各尽其职。
In this new year, we want to equip the saints for the work of ministry.
我们希望我们每一个人传道人也好 ，leader 也好， 弟兄姊妹也好，不管是谁在神的家中，我们都带着谦卑的心，让神来装备我们。
I hope every one of us, whether ministers, leaders, or brothers and sisters, that we will have a humble heart and attitude to be equipped.
我们成为属灵的同伴，我们一同来追求长进。
So that we become spiritual companions and together we pursue growth.
我们一起全力以赴来追求卓越，把最好的献给神。
We will put out our best and give our best to the Lord.
今天连去 Google、去白宫、去 Apple， 你都需要那么多的条件，你要。去 Stanford 医学院，你需要很多的条件。
Today it takes a lot of qualifications to go to Google, to go to White House or Stanford Med School.
但是今天我们却能够侍立在至高者、万王之王、万主之主面前侍奉他。
But yet today we get to stand before this King of Kings, Lord of Lords, to serve Him.
希望我们都在主的面前谦卑的，让主来装备我们。哈。
Hope that we can all be.Humble to be equipped by the Lord.
求主借着教会，借着我们的同工，借着同伴，借着教会的领袖来成全我们。
So that we can be edified and perfected through church, through leaders and our companions.
我们一起把最好的来献给我们的神。
Together we offer our best to our God.
好，我们一起来唱一首短诗哈，255首。我要建立一群大能的子民。
So let's sing this song from Short Hymn 255.
他是充满一群赞美的子民。
It says, "I'm building a people of power and a people of praise."
当我们唱第二遍的时候，我们唱一群充满了生命的子民；第三遍唱一群充满了见证的子民。
So the second time, let's sing a people of life and a people of testimony.
好，我们站起来唱。
Let's sing together.
我要建立一群大能之民。一群充满赞美的子民，他们要靠我领来我赐的，并要荣耀我宝贵的名。主啊，兴起建立教会，建立爱子的坚固，在你里面发威仪，在你爱子的国度，我要建。教会的复兴，为了神在我们中间的工作，我们有些祷告，有感动的简短的带领我们有些祷告。
Let's pray for our church, for the revival and for the work of our God and our church.
哈利路亚，主耶稣，我们仰望你。主耶稣，赞美你，赞美你。阿门。
我们谢谢你，我们算什么？竟然与你永远的旨意有份。
阿门。
在新的一年，我们求你赐给教会所需要的圣灵的能力。
阿门。
求你赐给教会所需要的神的祝福，把你自己的同在丰丰富富赐给教会。
阿门。
教会在这地上为你做见证。
阿门。
彰显神的荣耀。
阿门。
祷奉主耶稣基督的名。
阿门。
求你来开启我们的眼睛，主啊，让我们看见 人你永远的旨意是在我们的身上。主啊，让我们知道你在我们所在我们身上所有成就的是远远超乎我们所求所想的。主啊，开启我们，让我们看见，好叫我们每一个人被他真正的抓住。主啊，让我们真的为着那一个永远的荣耀的为将来我们活着。主啊，我们要仰望你的工作，我们要仰望你的拯救。主啊，你真的是要救我们脱离这个世界，救我们脱离这个往返求食的这个 pattern。 主啊，你真的是要带我们进入那荣耀之境。哈利路亚，我们感谢赞美你。在新的一年里，主啊，求你洁净我们这个瓦器。主啊，让我们里面这个宝贝真的能够发出荣耀的光辉，让你的能力透过我们能够彰显出来。让你在教会被高举，让你的见证显在我们中间。感谢赞美你，求你来做你大能的工作。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
是的，我们感谢你，今年的一开始你给我们一个这么好的主题，主啊给我们这么多主啊这样子有能力的信息。主是的，主啊求你这次来祝福我们，主是的借着主啊你的大能，你来建造一群大能的子民，一群充满赞美的子民，充满生命的子民，充满见证的子民。我们还有许多未得之地，求你兴起你的子民，主让我们脚掌所踏之地，主你都赐给我们。是的，主啊，真是你真是把神本性一切的丰富荣耀都赐给我们，教会彰显你的荣耀。主耶稣基督。
所以说我们赞美你，所以说我们不光要求你来开启我们，所以说也求你来怜悯我们，让我们脱离婴孩吃奶的样子，让我们可以来体恤你想要做的，让我们看到说历世历代你要做成的是什么，你在这个世代在我们中间要做成的是什么。主耶稣，让我们都能够脱离我们自我中心的生活。主耶稣啊，主耶稣，谢谢你，主啊，在新年开始的时候再把我们带回到你的心意。主耶稣啊，我们有时候是觉得说主啊我们听到了，主啊，但是我们缺乏那样的能力。主耶稣啊，求你圣灵降下，就把那样的能力来赐给我们，把一个渴慕来赐给我们。2014年要成为一个不一样的一年。主耶稣，谢谢你，奉主耶稣。
阿门。
Lord Jesus, we have to confess that a lot of times we care so much about our own needs, so that we don't see what your purpose is, what you need.You gave us a life, you created us to glorify your name.
Amen.
And all the times we are blind, we don't see that purpose. Lord, but starting from this year, we'll open our eyes. So not only we know that you care about us, you answer our prayer, but also we care about your purpose, your will. We care Amen. About what you need. What you need is a corporate testimony to testify.Lord Jesus Christ, and Lord, open our eyes so that our hearts, our spirit can comprehend this mystery that Jesus, the Christ in the church. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you so much that you give us this privilege to be part of your will, part of your eternal plan. Thank
Amen.
You, we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
是的，主，我们的心何等的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts thank you.
你让我们不仅仅蒙恩得救，成为蒙恩的罪人。
Not only that we were sinners saved by grace.
你让我们在你的家中成为蒙爱的儿女。
We become beloved children of God in your house.
一生享受你那永远不改变的爱。
All our life we get to enjoy your unchanging love.
你更把我们摆在教会中，让我们成为君尊的祭司，起来侍奉你。
And you have placed us in church so that we become royal priests to serve you.
哦，主啊，来得着你。的教会
well, let hold of your church,
得着你的儿女们
let hold of your children,
让我们在你的恩典在你的话语中能够刚强起来
so that we can become strong in your words and your grace
真是有更多人被兴起能够各占其位各尽其职
more people will be raised up to serve you in their place
主啊我们谢谢你
Lord we thank you
谢谢你与我们同在
thank you for being with us
但愿 教会不仅仅在这里享受你的恩典，
Not only that church will enjoy your grace here，
能够有更多的教会起来荣耀你的名，叫你的心得到安慰。
More churches will rise up to glorify your name, to satisfy your heart.
你继续祝福我们这两天的聚集。
Lord, please continue to bless our New Year conference.
将你要说的话都让我们清楚地听到。
So that we get to hear clearly what you want to say to us.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.